In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee with to help me. Save me from the lion's mouth, and deliver me from the horns of the unicorns. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from me, from helping me? Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has sent thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh, to suffer death upon the cross, that all mankind should follow the example of his great humility, mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be made partakers of his resurrection. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not estrange, force, or entice away from our neighbor, his wife, servant, or cattle, but urge them to stay and do their duty. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Zechariah 9, verses 9 and 10. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon the colt of the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from river even unto the ends of the earth. So far. This morning's epistle, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So far. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 9. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come unto Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send them. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, sitting up on an ass, and a colt in the fold of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothing, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and threw them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed him cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So far. We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophet. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next hymn. Please be seated. Thank you. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Thy Kingdom Come, and it's based upon the Gospel, and I would like to read verses 1 through, no, just verse 8 and 9. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, strew them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So far, please be seated. The triumphal entry of Christ into Jerusalem had been foretold by Zechariah in the Old Testament in the words that we quoted in this morning's gospel. Tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. When one reads this Palm Sunday gospel, one must come to the conclusion that in it, Jesus Christ, of course, is the central figure, just as he is in the Christmas story, the passion history, the resurrection, and the final judgment. But Jesus really is the key figure in the life of every single Christian. And why not? He shed his blood upon the cross for our sins. It is through holy baptism that he is our Savior. He is our God and King. He is the end and the aim of all Christian teachings. The triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, we're told, caused a great stir. And that has always been the timely question, because Jesus is, or should be, the key figure in everyone's life. But as we know, he is not. The Old Testament prophecies told the people to expect a king, the Messiah, who would restore the kingdom, redeem his people, and reign forever. Finally, in the fulfillment of time, the king came. But there was very little to indicate that he was indeed the King of Glory. He was a baby. He was poor. He was born in a stable. He looked like any other infant. He was weak and completely helpless. And throughout his life, he remained poor, and many hated him. His disciples saw him hungry, weary. His enemies plotted to kill him. Jesus himself admitted, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but I do not have a place to even lay my head. There are still people today who regard Jesus Christ as a pious, good man, but that's about it. A friend of sinners who tolerated almost everything, but that's about it. That's as far as they take it in their relationship with Christ. Yes, it is true, Jesus is gentle, he's meek, he's merciful, he's forgiving. He invites all to come to him, and he will give them their rest. He will give them complete forgiveness of sins. But at the same time, Jesus is also a great king. He is a king of creation. He created everything that exists. But very few people understand how he could be a king. But thank God we know. Thank God we understand. We know that Jesus Christ, who was born true man of the Virgin Mary, is also true God, begotten of the Father from all eternity. We know that this Jesus is both Savior and Lord, and that the day will come when everybody will bow before him as King, whether they believed in him or not. We know that he, who once took upon himself the form of a servant, who came to seek and to save all that was lost, will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Jerusalem was told, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He still comes to us in holy baptism, through which he works the forgiveness of sin, delivers from death and the devil, and gives salvation to all who believe. He still comes in Holy Communion, where he gives us his true body and blood for the forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of our faith. Yes, Christ's entry into Jerusalem must have been very impressive. We are told a very great multitude spread their garments on the ground. Others cut down branches and placed them in the way. And they cried out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Hosanna is a Hebrew word. It means save now. The people called upon Christ to help them, to save them. Hosanna. Christ's ears are always open to those who in faith call upon him, because he is our Savior. He is our helper. But not all who were in Jerusalem that day received Jesus with joy. As a matter of fact, we are told that the enemies of Jesus were sore displeased. The enemies of Jesus were dead serious, because just 5 days later, after Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, they crucified him. They killed him. Now, while there are many today who do receive and believe in Christ, there are many more who do not. Many reject the teachings of Christ. Also, many who profess to be Christians, they give the impression that they merely tolerate him sometimes. Unless Jesus Christ means everything to us, he means nothing. He must be the key figure in our lives. God has appointed the day, the hour, when he shall return to judge the living and the dead. Let us be ready by receiving him again in word and sacrament, because there will be no opportunity to receive him after he has come to judgment. The door will be shut. The door will be locked, never to be opened again. His promise is this: "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." May God grant each of us that crown. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
And let us pray for our communicants. But first, I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to extend to the throne of God on behalf of whatever. Let's take a moment for that silent prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross did give salvation to mankind, that when death arose, thence life also might arise, and that he who by a tree once overcome might likewise by a tree to be overcome. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
heaven and full our hope of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Isn't the true blood of our Lord and Savior? Jesus Christ shed for the remission of your sins.
Body and blood strength and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith of a life everlasting. Amen. Be part of the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Now may his body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, and of life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Depart now in the Lord's peace.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ. The very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and of life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.